Simen Tzadik Hei, Tzif Gimel. Meniach Yodov Aliboy. One puts his two hands on his heart. Peshas Davening. Kfusim. What does Kfusim mean? Perish Kshurim. So others say Peshat Kshurim means Hayimonis ala small is that the right palm is over the left palm. It means the back of the left palm is underneath the inside of the right palm. That's the Taj Kfusim. Hayimonis al Hasmolis. Others say the reason Yimonis al Smolis is because the Yetzahore is Nimshal to the Tzad Smoil, and therefore the Yimin should be over the Smoil. Va'imed, and one stands ke'eved lifnei Rabboi, like an Eved that's standing before his order in Be'ema, Be'ira, over Fachat. Le'iniach Yodov al Chalotzov, he should not put his two hands on his hips, mitnei shu derech yu'aro. This is a derech gaiven, it should be a derech achno. Liboy, so the Mishnah Berurah says, this Seder is b'mokim shenoyagim lamed came. If the minig is that the one stands lifnei hamelech shemdabri imoy, when they speak to a king, so they speak with hachno v'shel me'ita itzochei. V'akel k'minig hamokim. Whatever the minig is, how one speaks in front of a melech, in front of a sar, that's how one should daven. Others say the Chazanish and the Stipler, they put their hands, they felt more comfortable to put their hands on the shtender. They didn't lean on the shtender, but they put them on the shtender. B'sefer asora mamoris kosa b'shem ori, shiyanichu zroi oisom al libom, that the arms should be on their hearts. Yemonis ala smolis. That means the whole, it was like this, Asis, that the arm surrounded the whole chest in both arms, and again we have the right arm over the left arm. That was a minute of the Rizal. B'shem ha-remak shi-yochi v'agudu b'sech pieces hayad. Another nekuda that the thumb should be inside the palm. It should be bent inside the palm. Agav urche, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down perhaps a Zaitika Haloch, he wants to say Pshat Nataz, that people should be aware, one should never cross his fingers. It's a Murdika Zach, it could be Mo'ira Din on the person. That means to put the two fingers, the fingers one between the other, that is something that is a Sakone, is Mo'ira Din on the person. No, anytime. That's, you mean from the Rizal, no, but no, it's a Taz also, they bring that from a Taz here also. You say the Shah Shavayda brings it down, and it's a, that I can't tell you, but it seems it's Mo'ira Din what? Could be, I don't know. The Yisrael Yisrael Shaveda brings it down. They'll look upon them. It's something that perhaps not too many people are aware of. And this is a very choshva halacha to be aware of. Siv Dalet. Toiv lechavin raglov gam b'shosha ima kedusha im shliach tzibo. That one should hold the two feet together. Now we had said in Siv Aleph, The two feet are put together to emulate the malachim. The malachim is regel yeshoras, like one foot. So if you want to emulate the malachim by davening, so who are then by kedushim? Because we're saying kishem shemagdishim oisay b'shmei morim. So we want to emulate what the malachim are doing by shemayim when we say kedushim. So therefore, so when we say Kedusha, we also should put our feet together. Gam b'shor, let us see the Mishnah. Oh, no, we skipped over. Be'ima v'yesh lihisneinea b'shas tfilo, one should shake by davening, b'shum kolotzmoisei teimahana shemichamoicho. גם בשוב אני אסי קדוש שאימם כשם שמדיש מויסו בשמי מורים. Gratis, the Mishnah Berurah does not bring this down, but others say that that we should, one should hold the feet together till the end of the bracha Hakel Hakodesh, because the siyum of the bracha, especially if you say Leder Veder Nagid Godlecho Kedushoscho Nagdish, so this is like the bracha is an end of the kedusha. So if by kedusha we say Kshem Shemagdish Moisai, we want to emulate the anhog of the malachim. So one should hold the feet together till Hakel HaKodesh, and then one should separate. And that's what the Dilshu brings down from the Le'rabe and the Shevet HaLevi. But they say, but when it comes to Yomim Ne'roim, we don't end Hakel HaKodesh right away. There's a lot of davening to say till we come to Hakel HaKodesh. So there they say it is not necessary to hold the feet together the whole time. Sheimna kolatildis kadeshi chavan, a person should make sure that he should be mainaya all tildis. I don't remember if I ever mentioned the Balatanya says, why is it that when one is in the middle of davening shemainesrei, all thoughts fall into his mind? So the Balatanya says the reason is because perhaps we don't realize the chshivas of our davening, but the Yetzer Hara does realize it. So therefore, he does everything and anything under his control to make that we should not be to interrupt our kavone. We should be toggled with other things. So that's why all the different thoughts fall into our mind. B'shas Shemayne Esrei. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's the avoda of a person to try not to be distracted from those thoughts. But al kaponim, the person mitzadatma has to make sure that he should not be a cause of bringing about the distraction of kavona by Shemayne Esrei. So that's this simen. Kshu mispalo, when one is davening, layeches biyodai tefillin, he shouldn't hold tefillin in his hand. Layseifer mikisvei HaKodesh, he shouldn't hold a sefer anach. Lay ka'ora malay, he shouldn't hold a full plate. Lay sakin, he shouldn't hold a knife in his hand, or mois, or money, v'kika. Mibnei, because since he's holding this, so he has a concern to watch this, that it shouldn't fall. Meshalibe aleim shalayiplo. So memele, there is something else to think about b'shas davening. V'yitored v'tispafo kavanos. So by doing this, he on his own accord will bring about a tilde that he won't be capable of being mechaven. He's thinking to be careful about the things he's holding. The lulav b'zmanoi mutaleches b'yodai. The Hasidim HaRishonim, they used to carry the lulav the whole day. There's a makor lekach milchem b'yom rishon. That means there's an Indian of holding the dalad minim the whole day. They used to hold it the whole day, the dalad minim together. They went to mevaka chayle. They did other things. They held the dalad minim. So when they daven shemayne esrei, they also were holding in their hand the dalad minim. So mutaleches b'yodai, kivin she'achiz b'yodai hu mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to hold the dalad minim. Einei nitrad b'shviloi. This will not bring about that he will become distracted from the davening. K'shu mispalo. So he shouldn't hold these things which are distracting, tefillin or other things. But we magod m'kos avduadim v'shas krishma p'suki d'zimra. One also should not have something, he shouldn't be holding things which will bring about distraction. La Yechais, yes. Yeah, that's a tzairich. That is like it says lulav. That's a tzairich. This is also a tzairich. But here we're thinking about speaking about things which are no tzairich. He's just doing this, which will only distract him. So Yechayis b'diyavid, what if he did do it? And so Echlazo l'ispalu. And Loisha Yedei, Shaydei Zeh, like even Bobas, unless because of this he wasn't mechavim by the Brocha Rishayne, then he has to go back. Umuta Rashad, Slahachzik, HaSefer Teire, B'yodoy, B'Shabbos Shema, Yukim Puk, and it seems there was a minig that the Baal Tfilah used to hold a Sefer Teir when he said, you can pull him. And what was the Inyan, the Kivin Chakavanose, Ozli Spalo, al Loim Dei Teire, he was Mispalo on the Loim Dei Teire. Okay, Mazik a Sefer Teir, B'yod, Evelei L'Shem Shmira. He's not holding it to watch the Sefer Teir. He's holding the Sefer Teir in his hand since he wants to be Mispalo on the Loim Dei Teire, Reishi Karo, Reishi Misivosi, is Mispalo on the Gdei Dei Teire. So the holding the Sefer Teire is enhances the Tvile, it should be Niskabel. Vahavi Kamei Lulav Bismanai, just like a Lulav is Bismanai, is also not a Tirde. I thought, by lulav, we say the Yerotzan, before we take a lulav, we say, we're holding Oishe Shimcha Amyucha Tikov Echod Elechod Bohoyu Lachodim Biyodi. Before we take the Dalet Minim, we mention one thing. We mention that the Dalet Minim are symbolic of the Dalet Oisiyos of the Shem Havaya. And we say the Tfilah, Oisiyos Shimcha HaMyuchot Tikorev Echod Alechot V'hoyu La'achodim B'yodi. That means in my hand I'm holding together the Shem Havaya. So if a person is realizing the tremendous power he has in his hands, the Dalet Minim HaMarabes to the Shem Havaya, so this, not only will it not stare him at the Kavone, it will enhance his Kavone, realizing the godless that he has, and he's Eich Mamish told us his hand, the meaning which Amaram is on the Shem Havai, so this is not matrit. Ravik may mulu bismanoi, chemuta lahachzik b'shoshim avochim ha-chodesh, and the meaning is when the Shatz benches Rosh Chodesh, he also holds the Sefer Torah, and it seems when one is holding the Sefer Torah in his hand, the Tfilah is a greater koyach to be niskabel since he's holding the Sefer Torah. Now, I said we shouldn't hold the Anach in his hand. That means he's holding it to watch. Or then Kosforim Shalom, we shouldn't hold. Or Ka'orim Aleya, a full plate. Shalim Boyoleo, that if he's being concerned over it, Shlo Yishofech Men, it shouldn't, the things, the contents of the plate should not spill out. Uvisakin, you shouldn't hold a knife, Shlo Yipa Ba'oretz, that it shouldn't fall, be talking about ugly, it might fall on his foot. Over Mois, and you shouldn't hold money as Angela, you spazzle. Avim Haim, through him, even though the money is tied, Torit Shema Yoivdom, if he's holding it, it's all good, it won't spread out, but it might get lost. So Memela, Im Leisha Eichsen Boivin, the Lekla Mecha Shema Yoivdom. Unless the way he's holding the money, there's no problem that it might get lost and it might spill out, so then it would be permitted. Because of Bilke, Yosef Tuad in the Osaloshiv Tinek Lafona Bishar Tvila, he should be a babysitter also while he's davening, because then that he's also being distracted. Umois Vikika, the Dav Kahani, Shim Yipli Eshbem Hefse No Yezikolo. So these things have one characteristic that he's, that means if he won't watch it properly, so it might get lost, it might fall on the ground, or the knife might be mazikim. So these things have a characteristic that will distract him from the davening. But to hold another thing, avul sharei dvorim, other things which will not distract him in any way, mutalechis. Yesh oimrim dahani lav davkin. Other paiskim hold that lav davkin is elo ulcha de milsa nokat. This is he just giving a mosh wooden chain little shum dovo biyodi bishas. Tfilibachin hiskim atas. And here the piskei chuvis wants to say, for a different reason whatsoever, that one should not hold something saying derech eretz lamed b'nei anoshim gdolim v'chafetzim b'yodi, not because he is distracted, but standing in front of an Adam Godel and a Kal V'chayim is standing in front of the Rabbein Yishlam, and I'm holding something in my hand, I have something on me, it takes away from the derech eretz of standing in front of this Adam Choshev, like this thing, I'm doing this, I'm speaking to you. So therefore, he says that it's preferable, let's say if a person has a camera around his neck, when he's davening, not only is he not going to take any pictures, but Kapana would be preferable to take it off his neck also. And then Avada Givisi speaks about the Yetzer Hara Shebizmaneinu of a cell phone. Yizichu should not have a cell phone that will disturb him and the other mispalulim in the middle of Shemay Nesra. This is something which is distracting. Yeah. Mivnei shalibay tzachin im luta likachtum v'seifetel biyodei heichet meshore mivnei ganovim the efshed itirolo. That means if there is a chshash that might be stolen, so we have to weigh the inyan. That means mitzad echo, the tefillah might be stolen, which is also a calamity. So he should watch the tefillah, even though the price of that will be that he will not be capable of being mechaven properly. Aval kapona could be out to cover that tefillah. One is permitted to do it, so it's a suffix of the prima godim. He holds maybe it is permissible. Nesha liboy. Yeah, that's it, yeah. Levshi zula. Nuta lechais. Dofo of Siv Zayin, Siv Kotn Zayin, is Vlula bizmanoi muta lechais biyodai. Nofal seifal aroretz. What if a seifal fell on the ground in the middle of Shmenesre? Ve'enoi yochel lechavin, and it's bothering him. He was holding, let's say, a siddur, and now it fell on the ground. Muta lahagbiyoi, so since what the siddur is on the ground is, it's bothering him, and he can't be mechavin. So muta lahagbiyoi, he's allowed to pick up the sefer, sheyisayim habroche shu aimit bo. That means when he ends the broche, and he's bothered that there's a safe on the ground, so he's allowed to pick it up. But if it is not bothering him, loyapsik, then he shouldn't be mapsik. He shouldn't make any motions with his finger to someone else. Im hischil lehispalel shmeine eschei. What happens if a person started davening shmeine eschei, then he's balbal, and he forgot now, he's unclear, he's in the middle of Yalav V'yovay, and he forgot the words, he forgot. But it's something he forgot, where he doesn't know now what to say. Mutaleilech lemokim hayidu aloi. So he's allowed to go in the middle of Shemayna Esrei to a place that he knows where there are siddurim, likach misham siddur, to take a siddur from that place. So he's permitted to do this. I mean, he's walking in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, but he can't continue davening. He doesn't forget the nusach, he forgot the words. So he can go and take a siddur. There's God, chilukei deis, if he goes, let's say, to the siddurim, should he come back to end the davening, or she continued the davening over there. Here the dear shoe brings down from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's good, you went there. It's not even said it, but continue davening there. Why should you walk back in the middle of Shmei Nesrei? The Pesukei Tshuva seems to hold that he should come back. And also, the Chayodim also says what happens if a person has a suffix in Halach, he doesn't know if he's mechuyev to go back and not mechuyev to go back. Let's say, so he can go to a place where there's a Mishnah Berurah or a Chayodim to see, to figure out what the Halach is. So there's a hetafilah to be mafsik, b'emtza tefillah, to ensure be able to daven properly. Muta siv beis. Muta leches maksa tefillos b'yodi b'shasha mispal. A person is muta to hold a siddur, a maksa. Oyo v'tayfus v'tayf tefillah atzmo. That means even though we said in siv aleph one should not hold in his hand other things, but this he's holding it for the davening. Tum yedilulav d'mishim t'kichose mitzvah lo yitore. Im kol mokrim, im lehoye b'yodi kaidim shehizchil. But what if he didn't have a siddur? Layasa acha b'tfila litlayim kenei b'mokim miyuchad shumuchan azmuta litla hulgaseicha tfila k'del ispalo mitaych. That means if he was davening without a siddur, now he wants, he feels he'll daven better with the siddur. He could daven without the siddur. He'll daven better with the siddur. And the siddur is in front of him, so he can go and take out the siddur. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Because then he'll be distracted to look now for siddur in the middle of davening. Because of Tazud in the Yeshua, so Mishim is following me to Echasid, the person who was davening. Sheyil Shem Tchila Kola Mekoyme Shetzor Lispalo Bo Isay Tfila Leichat Esachayim Bisho Shem Lispalo. That means all the things he has to say. Now we have sophisticated siddurim that whatever should be said by the Shmei Nesre, it's already printed in the Siddur, but some of the times of the Taz, you had to mish around in the Siddur to find these things, so one should make sure he knows where they are. He shouldn't become involved in the middle of Shmei Nesre looking for each thing. Is a new tefillah to say kainanenu, akigentadienu, that they looked before they know exactly where this is. They don't have to look for it. Lispalo mitoichiv nimtza b'achoynim. The achoynim say sha'av b'chazor sashatz nochnu shiyasida pasuch lefonim. It is preferable that by chazor sashatz he should also have a siddur in front of him. Liyos Oznov, Kukhais HaMashay Merashatz, he should be concentrated and focusing on what the Shatz said. Simin Tzadik Zayin, Lo Yigahik, means to belch. Maitzi Migufoi Lepiv Neficha Mitech Salvoi, this comes about, let's say, he had overeaten from a melee, so that is why he's belching, so that he should not do this in the middle of Shmei Nesrei. And he shouldn't yawn. He opens up his mouth. What is if he has to yawn? So then, he should put his hand over his mouth. That he shouldn't, it's not the Kovadik. He's sitting in front of the Rabbi Shalom. And he's yawning in front of him, so he should cover his mouth. V'yizayir shlo yaniach yodai al santaroi, should not put his hand on his cheeks. B'shas tfila dahavi derech kasus ruach. We're just covering the mouth as nishkefelech. L'faik mitrech oynes. That means, if he's yawning, so he should cover his mouth. Hu adin v'begiyok mitrech oynes l'kisure. If he's belching and he can't restrain himself, so also there's no issa. Madlay nokta evshim shim tabay lakechiyuvol niyach yodai. There he's not mechuyev to cover his mouth with his hand. Shem pichas piv rav kolkach. He doesn't open up his mouth so much. Vegamuz manu et moed. It's not as long as the text for one to finish yawning. Mashen can be peeled. Santaroin, he should not hold lechi hatachta in the bottom chelik of his cheek. Bachazonim ha'izim came b'shas hazem ha'muta lefi she'ena miskavnim legasi se'lahanim esakel of shle b'shas hazem ha'osa. That means, seeing some chazonim you saw hold their cheek and somehow through that they were able to enhance their coil, so that is permissible. But some say to hold the cheek by the davening seems is not preferable. Just what starts the base also like logic, one is not permitted to spit the middle of davening. B'chol she'osa b'seichat shalom, he's standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Also, afilu b'tachnunim shela'acha tefila. That means, even those is n'lakayin etzoyo, amir dikizach, he said the second yula rotzim, so now halachically he's allowed to answer all omens, bohu bohu shemai. But Kozman, he did not say oise sholem, so he still considered standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Kozman shelay posa, since he didn't step back, Havale ka oimed lifnei hamelech, nivis oimed lifnei hamelech, so memele, he is not allowed to spit, and we'll see Yotz Hashem tomorrow. The spitting we're speaking about, that means something that he cannot restrain himself. It's speaking about there's phlegm in his throat that he can't continue without spitting it out. Or either we're talking about sneezing also, he can't prevent it. So that's the second half of the seat. What one should do in the middle of Shemayin Esrei.